Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. The first item on the agenda are the minutes from January 11th, 2021. Representative Agbaje, have you had a chance to review those minutes?
Yes, I have, and I so moved them.
Minutes have been moved. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 The motion prevails and the minutes have been adopted. The next item on our agenda is Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, which is adoption of the joint rules. Joint House-Senate rules have really largely been unchanged for a long time, or entirely unchanged for a long time. And the chair moves adoption of the joint rules through Senate Concurrent Resolution 1. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails and the SCR 01 motion has been adopted. Next item on the agenda is Resolution 3A, which is a technical correction. I will move adoption of the R3A and ask Barb Julek, House Controller, to present.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the technical fix in R3A adds the paragraph at the very end of the policy, which basically reinstates language we had from 2 years ago that got inadvertently dropped, requiring members to submit expense reimbursement claims within 90 days of their occurrence or at the end of the month of that occurrence, which allows us to be in compliance with the IRS need for an accountability plan.
Any discussion to that motion or questions for Ms. Julek? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the R3A technical fix has been adopted. The next item on the agenda is policy 8P8, policy on legal fees. I will move adoption of that policy. Members, we have a longstanding rule in the House. That's not a rule, but a practice, I guess. Under both DFL and GOP majorities to pay for the legal fees for candidates who have been subject to automatic recounts. We'll briefly, or in short order, address three of those, which are for three GOP candidates. The DFL legal fees will be forthcoming. But the motion on the P8 policy is for the authorization to pay the fees. And for that purpose, I would call in Barb Julek, House Controller.
Mr. Chair, members, again, the P8, as described, does allow the House to pay for legal fees under certain recount circumstances. On page 1, lines 1 through 30 describe 5 different circumstances that either would be authorized or not authorized. The 3 we were reviewing today fall in lines 8 through 10. And which all the races were within the 0.5%, and therefore both parties we'd be reviewing for approval. Page 2 is more general, that the Rules Committee shall review these and approve according to the policy and or could decide otherwise, basically. But all legal fees would come before the Rules Committee for approval.
Questions for Ms. Julek? Seeing none, we will proceed to a vote on adoption of the P8 policy. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the P8 policy is adopted. Finally, chair will move adoption of the recount resolutions for candidates Acklin, Engen, and Farnsworth. Ms. Julek, do you want to present on those resolutions?
Mr. Chair and members, we have received 3 invoices, which I have reviewed for reasonableness in terms of, you know, what's in there, for mileage for the one recount that was up in Duluth, and another one down in Mankato area. These are for District 19-38B, and I believe 6A is the other district. And so I would recommend approval of these invoices for the amounts listed on each of those motions.
Questions for Ms. Julek or discussion to the motion? Representative Barr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Julik, is this kind of being kind of new to this, the first time I'm seeing this, I noticed Farnsworth's legal fees were about three times the other two. Is that customary, abnormal? Is it mileage? Can you address that at all?
Yep, Mr. Chair, Representative Barr, on this particular one, there is additional mileage. There was trips up to Duluth on two different occasions and additional meeting time with the candidate compared to other members. I'm not familiar enough with the situation of the recount, but that's what's being displayed here.
Representative Barr, okay. Further discussion? Seeing none, then, to the motion to adopt the three recount resolutions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails, and those three resolutions are adopted as a batch. There's nothing further on the agenda today, members, and I do want to, the notice went out today. We will be meeting tomorrow to review a resolution that Representative Long introduced and to discuss that. We will also likely be meeting Friday briefly to calendar bills for next week potentially. So stay tuned for notice on future meetings, and we'll try to keep them as short and concise and yet thorough as the Rules Committee is known for doing. Without any further discussion, we are adjourned.